Good afternoon.
Can you just give us your reaction to Devin going on IR and having season-ending surgery that Bill just told?
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, evidently that's what needs to be done to try to get him healthy. And so that's all we can do is hope that he can get healthy, because when he's healthy, we know what he's capable of. But we won't have him this year, and so the other guys who've been stepping in and doing a good job, they have to continue to do a good job, and you know, until we finish playing this year, this season.
Oh, as a defensive person, like, what do you think when you see JJ scoring so many touchdowns on offense?
I think it helps us win. So if he can keep scoring, that'll be a good thing.
Do you have any thoughts or critiques on his offensive skills?
Well, he catches the ball, so that's good, and he'll go after the ball, and that's good. You know, he kind of goes after the ball like he goes after the quarterback, and both of those are good.
Romeo, how do you handle moving around JJ so much? Does he have the ability to kind of audible, so to speak, and move himself around, or is it all the play call coming in?
Well, you know, we talk about it during the week and game planning and try to figure out where he might fit best. And so we kind of put it together. And then if he has a thought or two about it during the course of the game, you know, then we address that and go forward with it.
Have you had anyone at the end position that you've coached move around that much, or is he kind of on his own level?
Well, Lawrence Taylor kind of moved around a little bit, you know, after a while. So, you know, if you put him into that category, you know, it's pretty decent.
How do you envision, Bill said it looks good that Kareem will be back on Sunday. How do you envision using Kareem this weekend?
Well, having him back will be a positive force, because he's got that experience. He knows how to play different receivers and has played against this team in the past. So I think all that's positive for us. And you know, the other guys who've been coming in there, they've been competing and doing a good job. But Kareem is the guy who we started out with. And so if we can get him back, I think that will help us.
What do you think a
defensive player has to do to win MVP, league MVP? Have to be really, 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 really good. You know, it's hard for a defensive player because the game is an offensive game, and the quarterback carries a lot of weight. You know, if you have an outstanding running back, he carries weight, and sometimes an outstanding receiver carries weight. So it's hard for a defensive player that doesn't touch the ball as much. You know, it's hard for him to be an MVP. But to this point, JJ has touched the ball and he scored touchdowns. You know, so some of those people who like offensive guys might consider him.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's helped because he has scored on the other side of the ball?
No, I think the thing that helps him the most is sacking the quarterback and playing good defense, which he does.